Good afternoon, everybody. The Committee on Judiciary will now come to order. Lisa, please call the roll to get us started.
Chair Yarbrough.
Here.
Vice Chair Burton.
Here.
Senator Albritton. Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Book. Senator Boyd.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator DeSigley.
Here.
Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Stewart. Here. Senator Thompson.
Here.
Senator Trumbull. Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lisa. And just a reminder to everybody to please silence your electronic devices. And if there's anyone who would wish to speak before the committee today, please make sure that you fill out the appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office so they can get it up here to us. So we'll have that. And if you would like to waive your speaking time, then we'll include your position in the meeting records. Senators, we are going to start under tab 3 today with Senator Rodriguez taking up Senate Bill 278 on estate tax first. Senator Rodriguez, good afternoon, and you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair, members of the committee. Currently, Chapter 198 requires that an affidavit of no Florida estate tax due be filed before a probate estate can be closed. The filing of this affidavit is unnecessary as the Florida estate tax is no longer collected as a result of the elimination of state death tax credits in the IRS code. This bill will allow courts to close probate cases more promptly and efficiently, and it is supported by the Real Property Probate and Trust Law section of the Florida Bar, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, having explained the bill, members, do we have any questions on the bill? Any questions? Okay, seeing none, we have one appearance card from Martha Edenfield, waving in support. Okay, thank you, Martha. Appreciate it. And that is all we have for the appearance forms. Members, any debate? We have no amendments. Any debate on the bill? Any debate? Okay, seeing none. Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Senator Rodriguez, having waved close, Lisa, please call the roll on Senate Bill 278.
Senator Albritton.
Yes.
Senator Baxley.
Yes.
Senator Book. Senator Boyd.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator DeSigley.
Yes.
Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Senator Thompson. Senator Trumbull. Senator Burton.
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lisa. By your vote, Senate Bill 278 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Senator Berman, you have two items in front of us. Senators will turn to back to tab 1 for Senate Bill 144 on lactation spaces. Senator Berman, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, and members of the committee for hearing this bill. Senate Bill 144 would require certain Florida county courthouses to have a dedicated lactation space. Having this dedicated space would mean a private, clean, and accessible space to nurse or pump breast milk, whether for attorneys, jurors, courthouse staff, and courthouse patrons. By providing the clean, safe space, they remove a barrier for women returning to the workforce. And it's also in line with recent federal legislation called the Pump Act for Nursing for Mothers, which provided lactation spaces in the workforce. The state appropriated or funded private funding will be used to provide the lactation space. There are exceptions in the bill, and that is if there is not a place that can be repurposed as a lactation room or a new construction would be required to create the space. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Berman. Members, do we have any questions on the bill? Questions on the bill. Seeing no questions, we have no amendments. We have three appearance forms. First, Barbara Devane with Florida Now is waving in support. I don't see Ms. Devane, but she's waving in support. Tiffany Cruz. Ms. Cruz. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Tiffany Cruz. I'm a private practice attorney here in Tallahassee. I'm just appearing on behalf of the Florida Association of Women Lawyers, and we just wanted to thank Senator Berman for sponsoring this good legislation, which will help all Florida families.
I'll answer any questions
if you have any. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here today. And then our last appearance card is Arlie Cologne. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Arlie Cologne, waving in support. She's with the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice Florida, waving in support. That concludes our appearance forms. Members, any debate on the bill? Leader Book, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank Senator Berman for continuing to work on this bill. This has been many years in the making, and I know this year you're going to get it over the finish line. One of the first bills heard in judiciary. It's nice to be hearing bills, Mr. Chair. I love it. Thank you. We're happy to be here. And thank you so much for this really great bill, Senator Berman.
Thank you, Leader Book. Any additional debate? Senator Baxley, yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. As a father of five, as a grandfather of eight, and with my first grandchild just got married.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Already anticipating being a great-grandfather, so on behalf of young families and especially members of my family, this is a very gracious effort to affirm the value of these children and their part in our lives and the mothers who raised them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Additional debate? Okay. Seeing none, Senator Berman, you recognize to close on the bill.
I waive close. Thank you.
Senator Berman, having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll on Senate Bill 144.
Senator Albritton.
Yes.
Senator Baxley.
Yes.
Senator Book.
Yes.
Senator Boyd.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator DeSegley.
Yes.
Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Senator Thompson. Senator Trumbull, Senator Burton,
yes.
Chair Yarborough.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, Lisa. By your vote, Senate Bill 144 will be reported favorably. Senator Berman still with us now. Members underneath tab 2, Senate Bill 226, related to support for dependent adult children. Senator Berman, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've been working really closely with the Family Law Section of the Florida Bar on this needed legislation. Florida statutes provide clear guidance on child support for a minor child, but they don't address the issue of support for a dependent adult child. That is an unmarried person who is incapable of self-support due to a physical or mental incapacity that began prior to the person reaching the age of 18. Current statutes don't answer questions about how the following obligations should be enforced: the right of a parent to receive the support from the other parent, the right of an adult child to claim support, whether support should be ordered and how it should be calculated, and overlapping jurisdictional issues between the family court and the guardianship probate division. This lack of authority is further complicated by the fact that adult children who are mentally or physically incapacitated are not the same. Some can live independently, others are totally incapacitated. Some are cared for by parents in their home, others must be institutionalized, and some, while mentally incapacitated, others might be physically incapacitated. The statutory changes proposed by this bill are intended to clarify and resolve these questions. The goal is to make Florida statutes clear on how to provide for the needs of dependent adult children. These changes do not create new obligations for support, but rather provided needed statutory guidance on how current obligations of financial support should be obtained and calculated. That is the bill, Mr. Chair. There is an amendment.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Senator Berman, for explaining the bill. Before we get to the amendment, members, any questions on the bill as presented? Questions? Seeing none? Okay. Senator Berman, we do have the one amendment. It's barcode 284646. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
So the Department of Revenue is charged with some of the issues regarding this, and they asked for these changes. Most of the changes are technical changes and replace references to attorney in fact with references to agent under a durable power of attorney.
Thank you. Senators, any questions on the amendment? Questions? Okay. Seeing none, we have one appearance form on the amendment. Ken Rommel Enright with the Family Law Section of the Bar. Waiving in support? Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. And we have no other cards on the amendment. And members, do we have any debate on the amendment? Okay. Seeing no debate on the amendment, without objection, we will show the amendment adopted. Now we are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Senator Harrell, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, and thank you for clarifying the statute. I know this is very important. I have a lot of very active in the disabilities community. My question deals with the situation where you have divorced parents, and it states that the the laws of marriage and support and timesharing are to be will determine the amount of support that is given. In a situation where you have a guardian who is in charge of the child and you have competing parents fighting over who's going to support what is the role of the guardian in this? And does the guardian then is the guardian then in charge of all the money that is given by the two parents? And is the guardian paid to do that?
Okay, so that's a pretty technical question, and I have worked with the Florida Bar section on this, and I have some pretty good ideas, but I'd like to hear what Lisa Hurley, who's working with me with the Florida Bar, our expert who's here with us, to give you the exact, I don't want to give you the wrong information.
That's fine. If you'll just state your name for the record,
yes.
Recognized.
Kimberly Rommel Enright, Chairman, members of the committee, Senator Berman, thank you for sponsoring this bill. I will try to answer that question. Every situation is going to be a little different, but in a situation where there has been a guardianship put into place, the bill addresses the fact that the parents owe the duty of support, not the guardian, and that support can be paid either directly to the guardian, who has a fiscal responsibility in a guardianship of the person and property. They have a responsibility to handle the money. Or it can be put into a special needs or pooled trust in order to preserve the benefits that the adult dependent child may be getting or be entitled to.
Senator, go ahead.
Yes, in a situation like that, the guardian then receives the money. Who determines then how that, the guardian presumably determines how that money is spent? Is she paid or he paid a fee for determining that, and what happens when one person doesn't pay and then you have expenses that are not covered?
You recognize?
It depends on the type of guardian. If it's a professional guardian, more than likely they are entitled to some kind of fees. In most of these cases, I would hazard a guess that it's going to be a family member or a close friend of the family who is being the guardian or has become the guardian. Without any kind of compensation. They're doing it to make sure that this person is taken care of, that their needs are being met. If there is money in a guardianship, the guardian can always ask for fees out of it, whether they're a professional guardian or a personal guardian. They have a fiscal responsibility. They have annual, if it's a person and property guardianship, they have annual reports, financial and well-being reports that they have to file with the court. So that there is somebody's monitoring what's happening with that money every year in a full-blown guardianship, guardian of the person and property.
One more follow-up.
Go ahead.
And that would only be if it's a professional guardian that does that. There would be no oversight by the court as to what happens with those dollars.
That's in every guardianship case. Whether it's a personal guardian, friend of the family, they are required, unless for some reason the court waives the report, The guardian has an obligation every year to file a report. Guardian advocates under 393 have to file a report every other year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Harrell. Thank you. Questions on the bill as amended. Any additional questions? Okay, seeing none. We have two appearance cards on the bill as amended. Kim Rommel Enright. In favor of the bill. Would you like to speak on the bill as amended?
Senator Berman did a wonderful job of really highlighting the need for it. Just to introduce myself so you know a little bit of my background, I am a legal aid attorney in Palm Beach County, been there 30 years. I'm here representing the family law section of the Florida Bar. We have been trying to create this legislation for many years. I'm also the mother of two adult dependent children. My daughters are 21 and 29. So I come to this with some personal knowledge as well. And this really is, as I explain it to people in the most simplest terms, a roadmap. This statute is a roadmap to give the court, the lawyers, and the families the ability to navigate these cases and this process without the stress of and inconsistencies of not having any guidance at all. I know of a case, there are many cases that are being filed now. Most of them don't make it up to the appellate court, so we don't know about them. I do know of one that has been going on for 3 years. They've been fighting over support for an adult dependent child with Down syndrome for over 3 years, 250 docket entries,
in this case, still no resolution to it, because the court is trying to decide whether to apply child support guidelines, which are inappropriate, and how to determine what to do. They have absolutely no guidance. So this is meant to create consistency and a roadmap across the state so we get equal and consistent results in these cases, and these families can move on and don't have to go through protracted litigation because there's a map for them to follow. And that's really all I have. So thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
I'll answer any questions, any other questions if anyone has any.
I think we're good. Thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Caitlin Klibben with Disability Rights Florida, here for information. Did you also wish to speak? Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Caitlin Klibben with Disability Rights Florida. I want to thank Senator Berman and the Family Law Section of the Bar for reaching out to us to discuss this bill prior to this committee hearing. We do understand that there are courts awarding this kind of support, and with that happening, we want to make sure that courts have adequate guidance to make sure that people's eligibility for benefits is not being negatively affected. They aren't being, having their income rise to the point where they can no longer receive their necessary supports and services. So adding those guidelines for judges is important. We did have a few comments on the bill that we have provided to Senator Berman's office, and we're continuing to work with her and hope to have just some slight tweaks to the language for the next committee stop, but I did want to come and speak and say that, yes, we do want to make sure that if courts are doing this, that people's benefits eligibility is protected, and make sure that we aren't unintentionally creating an incentive to prevent people with disabilities from becoming independent. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Klibben. Did you have a question, Leader? No, okay. Thank you. Thanks for being with us today. All right. We're now into debate on the bill as amended. Any senators wishing to debate? Senator Baxley, recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chairman. I guess this is my day because you're right in my hood. The way that this was just described by your presenters has been remarkably accurate. It's exactly what happens. Because I have disabled adult children, we have set up a trust to make sure they're provided for. And everything is checked on a regular routine by the court, even though it's me, and even though we set up the money, and we're just making sure that my older kids have some way to fund. It's one thing to give people the responsibility, but then no resources is a bad pairing. So Jeanette and I have done this up front so that no matter what happens to us, when or how, there's a provision. And I think it's tremendous to formalize that into how to do this so that we don't have mishaps with guardians. And we've had some. We've had some kind of adventurous sign-ups. And I know we had a very prominent case in my area where, they were signing do not resuscitates and all this kind of stuff. And that's not what it's for. It's to make a provision for their care, to make sure that the assets are there, that they have their needs met. And so thank you for bringing clarity to an issue that is also very close to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Harrell, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you very much, and I too want to thank you. I know I'm very involved in our local disability community, and there are situations that become very difficult, and that you have parents fighting as who's going to support and how. And then the guardianship problem can become very difficult. So I'm glad we have at least some guidelines put in place. And most importantly, that the services that are out there already are not, as a result of this, are not denied, because that becomes very problematic. There's many things that these individuals need that are provided either by the state or by the federal government. We want to make sure that anything we do doesn't interfere with that. So thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you. Additional debate? Okay, seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I believe it or not, I do have a master's in estate planning, and we did touch on a lot of these issues. So I understand where you're coming from in terms of the financial and the special and setting up a special needs trust and making sure that we do things in the correct way. And that's what this bill is trying to do, is make sure that everything is done. There was a court case that caused us to file this bill, because this case said that nobody could bring the action to determine who had guardianship of this particular person. So we're just trying to give everybody the guide, the roadmap for how you take care of adult dependent children. So I ask for your support for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Berman having closed on the bill. Lisa, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 226 and announce the vote.
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book? Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator DeSegley?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 226 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Berman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee.
Senators, that was all of the business we had to come before us today. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today?
Yes, sir.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes. Please show me voting affirmative on SB 278 as well as SB 144.
Okay, without objection, we will show that as being adopted. Any additional, Senator? Should have asked that first. Sorry. Thank you. Seeing no further business before the committee, Vice Chair Burton moves that we rise. No objection. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.